And welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm your host, Rodney Mathers. We're so glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues faced by men and women who have been released from incarceration. You know, one of the things that we really have to work hard on is finding a job with that big red X on our back. And we're going to talk today about some things that you should not do when you're applying for a job, specifically the home work things that you get in your email and that you hear about. I'm going to tell you, don't do those, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to spend a whole program on that tonight because I know some people that have been ripped off on this. It's homework schemes. We're going to talk about that and more right after this on The Journey of Hope. To the Journey of Hope. We're talking today about these home work schemes, and the reason we're going to do a whole program on this is because, you know, sometimes we might get desperate for a job, and I want you to know that these things are a huge ripoff, and I want to tell you why, and I want to spend just the whole program talking about why these things are not something you should pursue in your job search. They're schemes. That's what they are. And if you look in Wikipedia, they even talk about these work-at-home schemes. They're basically get-rich schemes that a victim, which would be you or me, is lured by an offer to be employed at home. And very often, doing some simple task in a minimal amount of time with a large amount of income that far exceeds the market rate for that type of work. And the true purpose of such an offer is for the perpetrator, which would be the homework provider, their purpose is to extort money from you and me. And I want you to stay away from those. And I've had to learn this lesson, and I want to pass it on to you. Work-at-home schemes have been around for decades. Originally found as ads in newspapers or magazines, they have expanded to more high-tech media, such as television and radio ads. And on the internet, I know that just this morning, I got an email, or wait, it was last night, I got an email about a work-at-home scheme that promised up to $65 an hour. And, you know, it's tempting. It's tempting to check into that, but you don't want to do it. You know, in some countries, law enforcement agencies work to fight work-at-home schemes. In 2006, the United States Federal Trade Commission established something called Project False Hopes, and it's a federal and state law enforcement sweep that targeted bogus businesses and the opportunity to work-at-home scams. The crackdown involved more than 100 law enforcement actions by the FTC, the Department of Justice, and the United States Postal Inspection Service, and law enforcement agencies in over 11 states. Listen, legitimate work-at-home opportunities do exist, but they are extremely rare, and many people do their jobs in the comfort of their own homes, but anyone seeking such an employment opportunity must be wary of accepting a home employment offer as only, this is the statistic I got out of Wikipedia, only 1 in 42 ads have been determined to be legitimate. That comes from Wikipedia. Most legitimate jobs at home require some form of post-high school education, such as a college degree or a certificate or some kind of trade school, and some experience in the field in an office or other supervised setting. Additionally, many legitimate work-at-home jobs are not like those in the schemes that are portrayed in the emails that you might get or in the advertisements that you might see. They are often performed at least some of the time in the company's office, and they require more self-discipline than a traditional job, to be honest with you, from what I've heard. And they have a higher risk of being fired, too. So we're going to continue to talk about these work-at-home schemes right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. We'll be right back. Hey, Rose. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
I'm glad you're here with me today.
Glad
hey,
to be
we
here.
Have not given away that gift certificate yet, have we?
What? No, we haven't.
No, we sure haven't. We have got a $50 gift certificate to any Landry's owned restaurant, and it's yours. All you have to do is send me an email and tell me how to improve the listenership on this show. We're going to give it away for good advice. Can you believe that thing hadn't gone yet?
No, I can't believe it.
You know, that those Landry's, that includes Saltgrass Steakhouse. That's like one of my favorite places in the world. And $50 will get you a long way in there. You like Saltgrass, don't you?
I love Saltgrass.
So all you got to do is send an email to mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's M-A-T-H-E-R-S-R-O-D-N-E-Y @yahoo.com. And if you tell me a suggestion for how to increase listenership on the show, I'll get your information and I'm going to send you that gift card, okay? Get it back. Welcome back to the Journey of Hope. Our topic today are these work-at-home schemes, and I'm doing a whole show on this because I want to encourage you to stay away from them. It's a good way to get ripped off. And not only can you get ripped off, there's even a more serious aspect to it. People can use you to perpetrate a crime in these work-at-home schemes, and I want you to stay away from them just as I'm going to stay away from them. What I'd like to do in this segment is talk a little bit about what to look out for. There was a guy that I was reading about in USA Today named Mark Klingler, and he was just looking for a way to make some side income when he signed up online to for a work-at-home job, and I've seen these several times over the past couple of years. It's assembling things at home, and the money looks really good. Klingler was a courier from Birmingham, Alabama, and he paid a company called Safwa Toys a $90 registration fee plus a $255 deposit in exchange for the materials to assemble about 900 toys. But a year after he paid the $255 plus the $90, he still had not seen any of the parts for the toys, and he had been demanding a refund for his money. And by the way, this is reported in USA Today. It was reported in June of 2010, this year. And I've heard this kind of story before. The Better Business Bureau was contacted, and they tried to contact the company. According to the Better Business Bureau, there had been 37 complaints filed against Safwa Toys, and the company had not responded to any of them, and no one had received their money back. And this is a typical work-at-home scheme that you probably would find most likely on the internet. There is a Better Business Bureau spokeswoman named Allison Southwick who said that when a work-at-home company asks for money up front, it's a scam, period. And you want to get your bills paid and you want to do the right thing, be a responsible part of society and get on your own two feet and make a living for yourself. And so you're anxious to get a job, but you don't want to fall prey to these sorts of things. There's a woman by the name of Tina Waller, who's the CEO of the South Alabama BBB, and she says that companies that advertise the opportunity to inspect and reship goods are also suspect. Once again, this is coming out of USA Today. Victims of reshipping, and I want you to listen to this because this is extremely important. Victims of reshipping scams often end up involved in criminal activity unbeknownst to them because the goods they are asked to reship are sometimes purchased using stolen credit cards. And apparently, that's a common scam. So, you know, here you are trying, and I am trying to do the right thing and do what we need to do that's necessary to make a living. And unbeknownst to us, it's an illegal activity. Well, we've already got an X on our back, and another one might be fatal. So, so stay away from this. One of the things you can do is just Google a name of the company along with the word scam and see if anything pops up. I've done this, and you'd be amazed. There are sometimes pages of hits on Google on some of these companies about how they're a scam and you ought to avoid them. You know, once you've done your research, and some, you remember now, there might be a few of these that are legitimate and you need to do your research. But once you've done your research, the FTC recommends contacting the company in writing before signing up. And among the questions to ask is, how are you going to get paid? What exactly does the job entail? And how much does it cost to work for the company? If they give you a number there, don't do it. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, listen, we'd love to hear from y'all. My name's Rodney Mathers on the Journey of Hope, and I've got Rose here with me today. Rose, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Don't you like to get letters from people and emails and stuff? Cool,
oh, my gosh, that would be cool.
Yeah, and listen, it's real easy to do. All you got to do is send an email to mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. And don't need to know your last name or why you were incarcerated. All we need to know is how you're doing, and maybe give us some suggestions for the show, and I'll let you know how I'm doing too, okay? To the Journey of Hope. We're talking today about something you don't want to get involved in. It's something that's very tempting, but it's these home-based businesses that are promising the moon and are delivering nothing. And I decided to spend a whole show on this so that you could see how serious some of these situations were. You can really get yourself in a lot of trouble messing around with these, and we want to stay away from them. I want to give you now in this segment some of the types of work that are advertised as work at home, and they end up being schemes, and these are things that you can look out for. The biggest one that I see out there is assembly or craft work. Now, this might require investing hundreds of dollars for materials and instructions to produce items such as baby shoes, plastic signs, or toy clowns. And after spending hours of your time making the products, the company that has promised to buy them backs out, claiming that the products don't meet quality standards. And so what happens is you've put up a bunch of money and you're stuck with the product there, and there's no way to sell it, and they've got your money. Another common one is chain letters. Now, they say that this is a common one in some of the research that I've done, but I've really never seen this one. But chain letters, they ask you to send money for mailing list and labels in exchange for receiving thousands of dollars in return. I got a feeling the only people who benefit from these schemes are the anonymous people at the top of the chain who continually change names, addresses, and post office boxes and continually put money in their bank account. Here's one that's very common: envelope stuffing. This involves paying cash for details on money-making ideas. And the idea, here's the way this works. The idea turns out to be instructions on how to place the same kind of envelope stuffing ad, which can involve spending several hundred dollars on advertising, envelopes, postage, and printing cost. And the only way to make money on this is if people respond to your ad. Not likely. And don't you respond to those ads, and I'm not going to either. This is definitely a ripoff, and I see it all the time. Multi-level marketing. These are pyramid schemes which resemble multi-level marketing, where people have sold products of reputable companies directly to their neighbors and coworkers. I don't know why, but I'm thinking Amway here. I messed around with Amway a little bit prior to incarceration, kind of as a way to, you know, supplement my income as a teacher, and not good. Nah, I didn't like it. I thought it was a scam as well. Anyway, these kinds of businesses focus on illegitimate schemes to recruit people to their programs and have them invest in product samples. It's a pyramid. Very few products are sold, and the people at the bottom who can't make money by sales or recruitment in a glutted market, especially like we have now, end up losing their money. So there you go. Here's another big one, online businesses. This is one that I almost got suckered into, and I thought about seriously, and then it dawned on me, rip off. People responded to ads to start an online business, end up paying for guides to work at home or for work at home jobs such as data entry or word processing, or schemes such as assembly crafts or envelope stuffing. I was looking at the data entry and the word processing, and sure enough, it was too good to be true. The guides and the accompanying computer discs that you have to buy, here's the deal about that. Those things are free on government websites. The information there is free. And so what somebody has done is package the information and put it out there for you, and is charging $19.95 or whatever for it. But so anyway, what happens on those deals is you end up buying a bunch of discs and learning how to set up an online business. The information was free to begin with, and so there you go. It's a ripoff. Processing medical insurance claims, and this one I thought about too. As a matter of fact, prior to getting out, I had some friends that were kind of excited about this, and I was thinking about it as well. It's ads will claim for these processing medical insurance claims that you can earn hundreds of dollars a week by processing medical insurance claims for health care professionals, and the promoters will urge you to buy software programs and attend sessions. And what happens is the cost mounts up to thousands of dollars. And the problem with the whole deal is there is no market for the service. It is a scam. We're going to come back with more right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, Rose, you know, the show is doing really well right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've seen some of the statistics.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. We started out just getting a few downloads a week, and now what I've noticed is that now that we've got kind of a buildup of archives over a 7-day period, I have a way of checking those statistics. We're averaging around 50 or 60 downloads a week just on the Podbean site alone. Now, that doesn't mean that the current episode has 50 or 60 downloads, but it means that all of the posted episodes, people are still going back and listening to episodes 1, 2, and 3. There's a couple of them that are particularly popular that get more hits than others, but we're getting about 50 or 60 downloads a week.
That's great.
Yeah, it is good. And what we want to do is to keep that growing so that we can get the word out to everybody. And we'll keep you posted on how things are going on the show too. We've recently got the ability, or obtained the ability, to do phone interviews.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. And we're going to have our first phone interview guest next week. It'll be Kathy Murray. She has a master's degree from Harvard, and she's written for the New York Times, and she has a lot of knowledge about helping ex-offenders, and so she'll be our first guest on the show, and that'll be next week. Pretty cool, huh?
It is cool.
Hey, we'll be right back after this.
Wait.
And welcome back to the Journey of Hope. Hey, you notice we went from heavy metal to some 80s stuff. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it is time for the song of the week. It's my favorite part of the show. We deal with such heavy things here, as I say every week, that we like to lighten the mood and play a song here during this little section of the show. And I got a song for you coming up here in just a second. But first, before I do, I want to remind all of you out there that you are eligible to have your song played in this part of the show. And the way that would work is if you got you some recording software, a guitar, an amp, whatever, send me a WAV file or an MP3. Hey man, nobody's judging anybody here and we'll put it on the air. We got people from all over. Hey, you know what? I had somebody from Bulgaria download the show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's people from all over the world that are listening to the show right now, so we could get your music out there for you. And, also, I want to say something to the Podomatic people out there. I've got about 60 of you that have friended me on Podomatic, and that's our kind of our sister site. We use it as a backup in case anything were to ever happen to the Podbean site for the broadcast. We post there, but we don't advertise there, and we have a lot of people that listen to the show there, Rose. That,
wow.
Yeah, we get about 10 or 15 hits there a week, just, that's you great. Know, and I don't really even tell anybody that the show's out there. It's not listed on any of the directories or anything. But anyway, you disc jockeys on Podomatic, you guys out there, send me a waiver, an MP3, and I'll play it during this part of the show, and I'll promote your show for you, okay? Here's the song of the week for you. It's an 80s deluxe. I think you're going to like it.
Man,
And that's all we have time for this week. Glad you could be with us, and we hope you remember that these work-at-home schemes are not worth it. Just stay away from them, okay? Keep one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward and find that job, okay? I'm going to do the same. And I want to remind you something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.